Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Not classic rock radio, relax. But I was looking for your cheating heart. We don't have it in there, but Lion Eyes will do the job. Follow up to the dude yesterday that drove the Uber car. Well, let's reset that.
There was a gentleman who drives Uber for a living, and he gets a call. Well, he first said that he and his wife announced that she was going out to drink with friends. This was maybe a month,
right,
or two months ago.
Yeah, pre-corona.
So he decides he's going to drive Uber that night.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a call to pick somebody up. He goes to pick up a mid-20s kid, and he's followed by an older lady. She gets in. It's his wife. Ah, oh, honey. Ah, oh, it's you.
Yeah, hang on. Oh, that's the second verse coming up yet. So
we had questions.
We had actually answers for him, too. We mentioned the fact that she's got to kiss his ass because he might not want to break up the family because of it, but she better show attrition and basically kiss his ass and not be like, well, I'm still going to got my friends. I'm just not going to do that again. I'm not going to suck face with a 24-year-old guy again. Craig, you heard me say that 1,000 times, right?
No.
So we asked some questions.
Hang on a second here. You can't. There you go.
He listened to the podcast segment.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
I hate to be harsh on that dude, but yeah, I feel bad for him, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because lion whores suck.
Okay. Don't say my name, says...
I ain't helping him, is it there, Craig?
Sorry, as I probably left out a lot of pertinent information. Well, you were trying to keep it succinct.
Yes,
so,
yeah, he did.
And we'll ask the questions, and he proceeds to answer them.
Oh, good, good.
I drive Uber at night because we have two kids in college. I could use the extra money.
You know, your mom did? Well, they're college kids, and they can be told.
The Uber ride was from, this is Omaha now, who would have been Old Market over across the river.
Old Market's a downtown area.
Right, a casino.
In Iowa, Iowa's cool to get casinos, you know.
For starters, as we speculated, my wife was three sheets to the wind, and I tried talking to her when we got home. Oh, what they did
They got college-age kids. Yeah. That was his wife's there in her 40s at least, right?
When the two of them got in, he told the kid to get out of the car and then drove home in silence.
Oh, yeah.
I assume that was the end of his Uber night. I tried talking to her when we got home. It was useless because she was so drunk. We have had multiple conversations since, and she could not be more apologetic and has treated me like a king for the last month.
It's got to go longer than that, like forever.
I just can't seem to get over it.
Like rubbing my feet, I couldn't get over that.
I don't know why you would go to the casino with a 20-some-year-old when both his friends, and at least one of your friends, was not going with you. I asked her... why she was going there, and her response the next day when she was sober was, she was going there because she just wanted to do some gambling, and this young kid was going to meet some friends over there, and they decided to ride together.
I doubt that. That means they were really talking a lot at the bar, too.
I only know one of the girls that she went out with, and I asked her what was going on. She defends my wife's innocence and says that they were at the bar, and some young kid was ordering a drink and small talking, and they were heading to the casino, and that's what happened.
You know what? I understand innocent things can happen, but you have to stop and say, should I do this? No, let's not do this. I look at how drunk you are. Her friend should have said, don't ride over there with the dude.
No, and that could have
been... And the dude wanted to get laid. Come on, the guy, he was zeroing in, man.
No, and I'm thinking, too, that could have been a very dangerous situation for her. She's drunk, and she's with three 20-something-year-old guys.
Right. Those guys might not have been upstanding. They might have been dangerous, you know? I mean, they're probably just out to get laid, but they could have been dangerous, and her friends let her go?
Yeah.
I guess there's layers to that, but still.
Oh, she always does that.
I know. She's just a drunken whore. That's what she does. Except for you. She's not cheating on you. Don't worry about it. I hate to say that word because I don't know the guy, but just for purposes, because I know our audience. Yeah, they aren't as nice as me.
I would certainly stress that to her. You're hammered. You're around 320-something guys that you don't know. God knows what could have happened.
Yeah, if you take the if you believe the story that she's just hanging out with some guys and going to a casino, I don't even believe in that. I think she was she's rubbing up on one of those dudes.
You're a 20-something guy with a 40-something woman. What the hell are you going
to
do?
You're going to try to bang that.
You're going
to
move on that, and if you can get your buddies in on it too, yeah,
in a heartbeat. You know, I hate to say it. No, I hate to say it. We were there. You know, you think she'll do us all?
Yeah,
somebody says that. Somebody knows three guys said that.
Yeah, if you don't think that was in their mind, back of their mind, or top of their mind.
Oh, easily.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I think she'd do so.
Yeah, but she needs to keep kissing his ass.
And then not ever go out with her friends.
From now.
Because I don't trust her.
And forever. Yeah. And not go out with those friends anymore.
No. I don't know if a guy will get over it, though. Plus, he's got college-age kids, too, so he's liable to even tell them about it. You know, adult kids can handle it. They don't like to hear it, but they can handle it, you know. Well, they're not stupid. They can, they get it. Especially listening to the program. Mom, is that why you're nice to Dad? Are you that
lady? Pointed out to me that we don't acknowledge the non-essential personnel enough. So welcome to all essential personnel and non-essential personnel who are tuning in today.
Oh, yeah. That's people at home.
Although I think a lot of non-essential personnel are sleeping right now.
Yeah, I would be.
Damn right.
Yeah. You think that guy that is mad that we're non-essential personnel is even more mad?
No, he's mad that we are essential personnel.
That day.
No, he's mad that we are. One guy's mad we are essential personnel. Yeah. Another emailer is mad that we joke about it because that's not funny anymore. Move on. Move on, Craig.
But I bet you he's really mad that, a cashier at a grocery store is essential personnel.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah, of course they are. they are.
They've got the same letters we do.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Because we need the groceries.
We got Dr. Mina. She's more essential than anybody. And then anybody in the medical field is the most essential right now. Bert Kreischer's going to phone the program. Tommy Chong, Craig.
That's good.
Tommy's going to sell
some
weed.
Wonder what he's doing.
He's selling weed. He's got an app, though. You can build your own bud
farm. It's a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a game. Cheech and Chong's Bud Farm.
Coming out on 420, yeah, I think.
I guess
shocking.
I think Nick Allen will probably download that.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's kind of a sim-style thing.
Yeah, it's a sim-style, and he's got a virtual thing. He builds a city, and he's at home right now.
His Bud Farm will have an arena where Kiss can play.
That's right.
Exactly. Craig usually visits a few specialty shops on 420, and I don't know if that's going to happen this year.
Well, that's April. That's after Easter. We're open, right? We're open for business after Easter.
Well, it all depends upon what Xi Jinping says.
I retweeted Michael Rapaport last night. Check it out, by the way. He's the best.
Can't play that one.
No, not on the air.
No, no, no.
Did you watch it?
I heard about it.
It's the best. He is just no holds barred. I love that dude. So what's new, Craig?
So
how you doing? Hey, it's a weekend, Craig.
Yeah, that's great.
You got big plans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with all my friends, visit them all.
Yeah, unfortunately,
we'll meet at bars.
Unfortunately, people still do the visit thing, and I'm thinking that defeats the purpose.
Okay.
Unless you're standing in the driveway and waving at them, you can do that.
I have heard stories of people that drive to the parking lot of their favorite bar and just kind of sit in their cars
and talk
to their other friends who are in another car.
Yeah, but you can't drink in your car. That's illegal.
Well, they do.
They do? Oh, I got it. All right.
No.
That's just stupid.
Can you imagine?
But why risk getting
people?
But why risk getting buzzed?
Drinking.
Why risk getting
I don't
busted
know.
Because you could drink at your house and call your friends?
I don't understand that.
No,
either.
You're right. I mean, listen, I'm not. I understand. Of course, drinking in a car is. Oh God, I might have done that before in my life.
I understand. You know, your dad for his sanity just gets out and drives around.
Yeah.
I think that would be even more depressing because when I drive, to work and back, there seems to be nobody out.
You know,
that would be too much reality, I think. The lack. We have a lady.
Yeah, it is. The weird part, if you drive past, like, the Funny Bone in our town, some big outdoor mall, and the parking lot's completely empty. So, yeah, those kind of places are kind of creepy. It's almost like it's Christmas Day if you drive past those things, you know. Yeah, all restaurants, yeah, obviously, except for two or three cars sometimes for takeout are sitting out in front of restaurants.
Yeah, there's a lady who listens to us that got a hold of us on Facebook yesterday. She works for the Department of Transportation and says the interstate traffic, she counts cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's down at least 50-60%. Yeah.
It's just out of your house, though. I mean, I've driven to get out of the house, too, and it does help because you're just out of the house, you know. And you're not causing anybody any harm because you're inside your own little bubble there. I don't pick up hitchhikers, you know.
Yeah, tough time for hitchhikers.
It is tough.
Or even the homeless guy at the intersection.
Yeah, he's gone. I don't even see him out there.
You know.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of them.
They still pop up once in a while.
I've seen them here.
Yeah, they still come back.
Plenty of them I see day to day. But now, I mean, who's gonna stop and roll down the window for that guy?
No, nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. Here's another email from a guy in Denver about how empty the roads are. I'll cop to using the empty roads to the full effect. Opening up the throttle on my bike is the only fun I'm having at the moment. My normal 45-minute commute is taking me 15. I'll glance down, find myself doing 90.
But if he dies, nobody's going to pick you up for like days.
No, and apparently
I'm serious.
There aren't a lot of cops lurking around in Denver.
Be careful.
Although I've heard different stories here. I've heard there's cops lurking around everywhere.
There is. I saw two speed traps. Just cars. I mean, on the little, just a road. And the road, it's like 45 miles an hour down through, heading out back towards my house through the suburbs here. And the fact is, it doesn't make any sense. Why you're going to stop somebody for going 50?
Has there been a little less activity on the scanner?
Probably.
The website. I don't listen to the scanner, but I follow some of the tweets of certain scanners.
I did see a tweet.
Yeah, there's some people. Some of them are just funny, just stupid. One guy was caught playing with himself in the park, but you can do that non-coronavirus. You know?
I did see a tweet the other day from some state trooper or something that rolled up through our Twitter feed where he posted a picture. He said, yeah, we've been being a little lax here lately, you know, giving a little more leeway, but he showed the radar gun. But, they, you know, like 130, yeah, we're still pulling you over.
Yeah, yeah, unless you have one of those letters, your essential personnel, you can't speed, you know.
I don't think you should test that.
I'm not going to go 130 anytime soon. My 130 days are years ago.
That'll still get you pulled over.
Yeah. No, but I don't think you should be pulled over for going 65 in a 55. I'm thinking that might be happening.
No.
If I'm a cop, I'm not going to pull that guy over because I don't want to have any contact either.
No.
You know?
No, it's just
but they have to, and cops have to have contact when it comes to real crimes. But speeding is not a real crime.
I like to check on the
really speeding is, you know.
The Twitter account of the Lawrence, Kansas police.
Yeah, they're cool.
And they had someone ask them, is crime legal now on Thursdays?
Yeah.
Check with us again in 6 to 8 weeks, was their answer, when March is over. But for now, the answer remains a firm no. And they always remind everybody to wash their hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. Stay at home. Work on your short game. And my other hashtag is pick up your dog poop.
So my UPS
There's a lot of dogs walking now.
Oh, I've always done that.
And a lot of dogs pooping. No. And a lot of people not picking up their dog poop.
Well, they're dicks.
I've observed.
I pick up dog poop. Mine. My dogs.
Yeah.
And if I drop one in the yard, too, I'll pick mine up, too. That's just the right thing to do.
I always carry a little bag.
I do, too, man.
Just for me. One just for me.
Yeah. So my UPS guy listens to the show, and I saw him yesterday, and he's actually down in business because, UPS delivers from business to business, you know. But he heard our conversation about the putting greens.
Okay.
And he said that he knows some, since he delivers a lot of places, he knows some really, really rich people, really rich people that tried to put in the natural ones, and even they couldn't afford it. They had to be mowed every day.
Oh, yeah, the natural ones require maintenance all the time.
And he said even then, the expense was just too ridiculous. So they put in the $6,000 regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually puddled on one of those regular ones recently. He told me, too. The kind you said you want to put in your yard?
Yeah.
And he said, he said they're really, really nice. And I said,
I've putted on a couple of those. Yeah, they're amazingly similar to real grass greens.
But he said some rich people will actually put in the real greens in their yard, and it's too expensive for even them to keep up.
You see the clip that ESPN keeps showing, or that it's been right? It's from that Peyton's Places thing with him and Brady, and they're in the backyard at Jim Nance's house.
Yeah, he's got that. Well, he lives on Pebble, right?
Yeah,
and he's got I've seen a story on his house. He's got a little par three back there.
It's like
one hole.
It plays like 90, 95 yards
right,
or something.
Right in his backyard,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's and but they've but got
that,
like,
that's a real green, I bet.
And he's got like azaleas, you know, it's supposed to be kind of like, you know, Augusta and everything. But the part I love about this clip is Brady and Manning back there, and they're hitting balls, you know, they're hitting them in to, you know, try to see who's getting closer. But both of them in full suits.
Oh, really?
Jacket and everything. Neither of them would even take off their jacket to swing the club. It's like, come on.
I saw a special in Nance's yard. He's having a good quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not that you want to be quarantined anywhere,
But do you think he'd you know, invite the neighbors over and then just sit back about 10, 15 feet and just call it?
Call it?
Hello, friends.
Oh.
He could do that just to entertain us.
Yeah. Why not?
Craig can entertain us. Dance for us, Craig.
That I'll do.
All right. But that's a visual, though.
Yeah.
And people don't get a chance to see that. We could FaceTime you dancing.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
TikTok. Because you're our private dancer.
You got a TikTok account, don't you? Where you dance quite a bit.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Out of Virginia, 66-year-old gentleman described as a musical evangelist, Landon Spradlin, felt that and told others that. This pandemic is the result of mass hysteria from the media in the middle of March.
I've seen this guy,
Spradlin shared a misleading meme that compared coronavirus deaths to swine flu deaths and suggested the media
They're
is
still out
using,
there, by the way. Those memes are still out there from your local Facebook bozo.
Mr. Spradlin suggested the media is using the pandemic to hurt Trump.
Yep. What
in
happened?
His comments, Spradlin acknowledged that the outbreak is a real issue, but added that he believes the media is pumping out fear and doing more harm than good. He said it will come and it will go. That same day, he shared a post from another pastor that told the story of a missionary in South Africa who protected himself from the plague with the Spirit of God. He said, "No germ will attach itself to me," read a quote from the post.
We were discussing
this. Hang on. There's an end to the story, Todd.
Oh, okay.
You haven't heard this yet?
No.
Mr. Spradlin is now dead. One of the first deaths in Virginia from the coronavirus.
I will laugh at one guy. Well, more of those guys if they do that.
You got to, Renette.
You didn't see that coming? You didn't see that coming? I knew that story. Thank you, Craig.
The sad thing
You're welcome.
Is that guy's probably come in contact
with
other people
of course he has.
Who don't necessarily deserve to die like he does.
I was reading a little article about these students at Liberty University. They're back in the cafeteria, and they're sitting around talking and comparing tans from the their spring break, and they're eating. And I'm thinking, because Falwell Jr., that asshat, said you got to come back, no virtual school here. Oh,
well, they're going to be doing virtual school from their dorm.
They were all sitting in the cafeteria together, like a table.
Well,
Yeah,
the classes aren't necessarily open.
Oh, but they're all allowed to come back and hang out together.
But you have to pretty much go back and do your stuff there.
You can do it
but
at home.
The teachers have to do in-person meetings as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He thinks it's a hoax, too, by the way. He's actually said that to hurt Trump, Falwell Jr. That guy's dead now, the other guy there.
Quite a plot.
He's dead now. Curly Neal's dead. Was he sick? Because
he's
only
old.
77, man. That's not, you don't take flyers on 77-year-old guys.
That's why there was only 5 hits.
I know, but that just still surprised me people picked him.
That may have been one of those where, you know, I'd hate to see him go. I'm going to need some extra to get through that one.
Yeah, okay.
Or
like a hit.
Five guys who are really big fans of the Washington Generals.
There you go.
You don't find them.
Well, that's where there's only five.
Curly was
out of
the best,
out of, you know, 1,000 plus.
Curly was the best.
It would be like their parents.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
The guys on the Washington Generals, their parents cheer for them. Maybe not.
And they know they're going to lose.
You know, Sean, I'm kind of a Globetrotters fan.
Yeah.
Oh, the confetti bucket thing. You fell for it again.
Curly. Five people had him, right?
Five.
Any leaderboard change as of yet?
No. Sewer Pickle Sickle still leading the four-hit lead.
Speaking of that, and that's why he's not here. Good. old Bearded LD's not in the room with us. He's not allowed to be here, right? That's good.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him he wasn't essential.
He's not essential.
Yeah.
But I know he's working at home in his other job, right?
I'm sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, so he's
probably
drunk as we speak.
Nine beer lunch every day.
Yeah, exactly.
The only other
nine beer breakfast.
Globetrotter I remember from that era was Metalark Lemon.
Now Goose.
Oh, okay.
And the 70s Globetrotters were the 60s and the 70s were the most famous, really.
Yeah.
I'm hard
pressed. You watched Saturday morning cartoons.
And by the way, Curly played from 63 to 85. I heard that yesterday.
Wow.
He was
What did they say, like 6,000 games or something for the Globetrotters?
Yeah. They were
97 countries.
Yeah,
holy cow!
I mean, they've been around still since then, but you don't know the names of these people. Like, there was a 20-year period where Globetrotters were just—that's what entertainment was.
Right,
and all those names were on everybody. Everybody knew their names, and Curly knew was one of them.
And we lost Metalark Lemon 3-4 years ago.
I think so. Yeah. What were the five names, Greg? I missed that.
I didn't do them.
Oh, you
haven't yet.
Oh, sure. Pickersickle still winning, right?
That's right. Still leading the league. One of the three players with four hits. Sewer Pickle Sickle, followed by Wildcat 21-12 and Aiken for Bacon.
Anybody have that actor who died of coronavirus at 69?
Terrence McNally?
No. He was as a playwright.
You're right.
There's an actor that was
Mark Bloom. From
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Right.
That's one of his big roles.
I'd
recognize him
guy.
Completely. You'd recognize that guy.
I looked at his picture. I didn't recognize him, but with hair, I know he's famous.
Now he's an old. Well, he was an old bald guy, but
yeah.
When he had hair and as an actor in the 80s, you'd recognize him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know
he was in a ton of shows.
What's his name?
Mark Bloom, right?
Blum.
Yeah,
or Blum.
Yeah, there's no way anybody had that.
Probably guy. Not. Probably not.
Judy Blum, but no Blum.
All right.
Who hates Judy Blum?
She might Wanda's be sick. Pound of Lard.
Oh, I want to meet Wanda's Pound of Lard.
Well, you're going to have to wait till the virus is gone.
Exactly. Good point. Good point.
Well, unless you can get a Zoom meeting with Wanda's Pound of Lard.
Yeah, or call the show. Why do you call yourself Wanda's Pound of Lard?
Why not?
Is that from the show or is that something you made up? Because I don't know.
Yeah. Are you picking on your friend Wanda?
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys like to hurl personal insults at their friends via the death pool.
Yeah.
Judy Blume is 82. That's why. Yeah, so Curly Neal was picked by Dexter Fitztroykman.
Yeah.
Diaper check gender reveal. Jack Nicklaus forearm skin.
Where's that from?
Huh?
I don't know.
I want to throw it out there in case it's you. She can get a hold of us. I know.
Shinigami Butt Mullet gets a hit. And Big Red Goose.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
It's Christmas.
Now the goose is on the table.
You watching the Hallmark Channel all weekend? I am. Christmas movies.
Yeah.
That doesn't depress. That depresses me more.
Yeah.
We're not Christmas freaks, so.
I can't imagine a bigger hell than being in the middle of a pandemic and all that's available is Christmas movies.
Oh God, you're right.
Yeah, that's complete hell.
I mean, I don't know who they're appealing to.
And there's some dude out there listening right now whose wife and daughter are going to have him on all weekend.
Yep.
Get another
and
TV.
He's
going to
be
man.
Miserable.
Put the TV. You can have one other TV in the house. I don't care where you live. Put something small in the corner somewhere. Unless you're in a trailer, you got a TV somewhere.
You
got to
find something.
You're right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.